Today, I'm also not going to try and abuse anyone.
Did we abuse anyone on the last one?
Well, yeah, I said fuck you to people who said I sit funny.
Oh, yeah.
Like, my dad texts me, goes, how to listen to whatever it was called, that what you named the last podcast.
Peaking on something. Yeah.
He goes, listen to this. I liked it. Entertaining.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dad.
Recently went on a first date, and I don't date much, but this was my first date. My first date in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And picking first date's hard, but what do you think of, I went to mini golf and I didn't know you could drink at mini golf while playing.
Neither.
Just because I hadn't been to mini golf in ages.
Maybe different places let you.
Yeah. And that was heaps of fun. Got two hole in ones.
Oh, good job, buddy.
Like, that's.
Wait.
Just risen up.
At mini golf?
Funny. Yes, at mini golf.
No other holes in ones?
No.
Oh.
And I'm a respectable man.
Sure.
And like, what do you think of going to a gig as a first date? Like, is that a yes or is that a no?
I think it's a go. Like, because think about like this, right? It depends how, it might be awkward for you, like a first date. It just depends on how, like, the type of person you are. But at least if you're at a gig, there's something else going on. So you don't have to talk. It's like it's socially acceptable not to talk. Because, like, you're listening to music. It's rude if you talk during the set.
Mm.
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, before I got, like, my boyfriend. Before I started dating my boyfriend, like, I had hung out. I don't know if you'd even class them as dates. But I had hung out, like, with blokes at gigs. And it was fun. It's a good time because, like, you don't have to stress about trying to make, like, conversation. You can talk about how good the set is. Like, if it's both what you love, then it's, I don't know. I think it could be a good first date sort of thing.
My thinking around this is like, yeah, the whole, like, I'm not really an awkward person 90% of the time.
Are you sure?
When am I awkward?
Always.
When?
Always. Okay.
Obviously, awkward first dates aren't incredible, but. And, like, you don't always have to be making conversations when you're at a gig because, like, you're just listening to music. But you're not really getting to know the person.
That, yeah, true. True, true, true.
Like.
But I feel like you can also get their vibe, though, from going to a gig.
How so? Like, yeah, but, like, if they're chill or if they're, like, interesting. Are you drinking before or after the gig or at all?
Well, it depends. Someone might be driving.
Yeah.
But.
Like, cheeky one or two?
Yeah. To be fair, probably, maybe you like go to a bar before the gig, have a couple drinks, get chatting, and then go to the gig, have a few. If it's going well, then you can keep partying on. Mm. Or you don't have to drink at all.
Because
I usually drive, so you don't have to drink.
I did pre-game mini golf, had a couple before.
Because you were nervous?
No, because we just, well, she got there before me.
Oh.
And I walked in and she was with like four.
Oh, as in you pre-gamed with her?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant you pre-gamed like by yourself before you went because you would be nervous.
No. And I walk in there and she's surrounded by like four men in their 60s and she didn't know them.
Oh. It's funny. I remember reminiscing back in the day when I was a little single person. I remember I used to like go on dates and all my friends would be like, how the hell? Because most people I would meet on, like, through dating apps because, fuck, how else do you meet people in today's day and age? I had the same job, no new people coming in. I didn't have any new friends. I didn't meet just people randomly. So, I would, like, always be through dating apps. Sorry, Mum. She hates it. Yeah, like me using them. And, like, I'd always go on dates and I'd always be updating all my friends on, like, everything, as you do. You're a girl. You know what I'm talking about. And not every week you wouldn't be someone new. But, like, there'd always be someone new because for some reason I couldn't keep anyone around. And my friends would always be like, how the hell do you go on first dates and, like, be fine? Like, how do you not get so nervous? And I'm like, my tip back then was to pretend like you knew them. Like, just, like, in your head be like, this is my bestie. Like, just this person I know, we're besties. I'm my best friend. Like, just go in with that mindset because then you won't be like, oh, hi. You know, and even with my, like, now partner, like, when we first met, I had no idea what he looked like. We didn't meet through a dating app. We met on social media because he's a musician as well and saw, like, the breaking through stuff. And, like, I didn't even know what he looked like because he didn't have any photos of his face on there. I didn't know how old he was. I knew nothing about him. But it just was, like, drummer. And I was like, who's this guy? He seems cool. And we were both in Brizzy for gigs. And, like, he's just, like, want to catch up. And I was like, you know what? Sure. And I was also in a time in my life where I loved meeting new people, not, like, romantically, but just, like, meeting new people. And, like, literally, I was like, this is where I am. I'm at a bus stop because I didn't know where I was.
I'm at a bus stop.
Yeah, it was really sus.
I'm at a bus stop.
No, I'd driven and I like didn't know where I was in Brizzy. So I was just like, this is where I am. And I was leaning against a bus stop and I didn't know what he looked like. So I was like, you have to come find me. And literally we went and had a drink and we clicked, obviously. But like, you just go in with like the confidence. Like everyone's like, you just fake it till you make it, literally. I know everyone says that, but it's literally just fake it till you fucking make it. Be like, hey, like, be exactly yourself, but like just be confident. Fake it till you make it. You could be shitting yourself, but if you fake it, like, they'll never know. And they'll be like, wow, this girl's like, or guy, super cool. Like, they're super confident. Like, they feel like they're comfortable with me. You don't actually have to be internally. You could be like, this is so scary, but just fake it. And there's my dating advice.
Also, if you're going to gigs, you can, even if it's like a bad day, you're going to a gig and you're seeing live music. So it's like, even though there might not be a connection there, you're still having a good time seeing live music.
Exactly.
So I'm probably more on a, not maybe a first date, but a second date, definitely.
Yeah. I feel like I changed the subject hardcore there, but you know.
Typical, you know.
I need to help our fellow people out.
It's also, she was like, she saw that clip where you like self-diagnosed your ADHD.
Oh my God, did you clip that? I haven't even seen it.
The Queen of Yap, Why You're the Queen of Yap, you've seen it.
Oh, I didn't in that. I just said what goes on in my head. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
I just said that a lot goes on in my little brain, which it does.
Which is pretty funny. And she's like,
I did not self-diagnose other guys. I just said that there's a lot going on in this thing.
But then we said in the pod.
The last pod, I was like, probably do, but I'm not self-diagnosed.
No, it was the pod before the last one.
Anyway, whatever.
I clipped it. And she was like, yeah, I totally feel that.
I feel like a lot of people do. Maybe it's not even like anything like that. Because I said this to my mum, because my mum works at a school. And she was like, you definitely don't. And I'm like, well, I have something. Don't know what it is. Delusion, maybe?
Definitely. You've got that in spades.
Yeah. But it's like something. Clogs just aren't clogging right. Maybe it's the anxiety. I don't know.
You wanted to bring up a topic?
Oh, yes. So, something I want to talk about. It's very important. Actually, it sucks. Ready? FOMO. You don't know what that stands for? Fear of missing out. And it sucks. So recently, I've been getting mad FOMO. People have been bailing on me for gigs.
One time.
And I haven't gone because I'm like, I don't want to go by myself. And then the next day comes around and I'm watching stories and I'm like, fuck off. Why did I not go? And it's so frustrating because when you first met me, I went to every gig.
Your voice, yeah.
It was every single gig I was there, every gig I could get my hands on. Sometimes I could do two in one night. Like, I was going to them all and I would go by myself. I loved it. I wouldn't care if, like, I drove and I was sober and I was by myself. I was having the time of my life and I loved it and I would go no matter what. And I don't know, maybe it's because I work at a music venue now and I see a lot of gigs. So, like, I'm either working and I can't get to ones, or I'm just like, I also work two jobs, so I'm always really tired now. Or I don't know what it is, but I've stopped going to some. FOMO. Yeah, and so I don't actually know why I'm going to gigs less, but I am. And then I get really angry. And even, like, I don't know, maybe I just don't have the confidence to go to stuff by myself anymore. Like, recently, I went to a gig by myself because I was like, you know what? I'm sick of not going to stuff. And I went, and I went by myself, and it was horrible. Like, it was great, great gig, but I was just like, where did my confidence go? It's fully gone. So I don't like, it's a bit scary going to stuff by myself again. But even going to that gig, there was like three other gigs on that night. There was like Rara up in the Sunny Coast, which I was originally going to, but I was like, oh, it's so far of a drive. Death by Denim in Brizzy, and then there was also like a surf film down in Burley, and I went to Brunswick.
A surf film?
Yeah, it was really cool, actually. I saw like, well, I don't know, I wasn't there, but I saw photos. And I went down to Brunswick and saw Peach Fur and Lucas Fire, and they were great, always phenomenal. But it's just like, I was like, oh my God, I wish I was at all of these gigs, even though I can't obviously be on every place at once. But yeah, I just feel like FOMO is really big, and I've been getting it mad like a lot lately, and I don't like it.
See, I'm going to go on the other side. I don't reckon FOMO is as bad as it used to be. Because, like, obviously, you know, when you couldn't get tickets to festivals, or, like, maybe not so much as gigs, but, like, because those festival lineups were so huge, and if you didn't get a ticket, I was lucky enough to go to 90% of splendors that I wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And the one I didn't go to was 2016, and I got mad FOMO. And like with the listen outs I couldn't go to, I got mad FOMO.
I think my issue is now it's I'm not getting FOMO, and it's not FOMO, but I'm not going to these events because I couldn't get tickets. I'm choosing not to go, and then I'm regretting that decision.
So FOMO.
Yeah, but you're saying like you couldn't go, like you missed out on tickets or whatnot. Yeah, like these things, it's just like, I'm like, oh, I'm tired. Oh, I just can't be bothered to make the trip. And then the next day I'm like, I'm an idiot. I should have gone.
But there's other festivals where it's like, I could have definitely bought tickets, but I just chose not to.
Yeah.
And then obviously the next day, Fear and Mess again. Or like I used to, for a lot of the festivals when there was like camping ones, I used to just like try and turn off my stories, or when a Snapchat was a big thing.
So
you just wouldn't check that. But now it's like, I cannot remember the last time I got FOMO.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
Recently, like 3 times in a week.
As big as it like used to be though?
Well, I never got FOMO because I went to every single gig.
So this is like your first experience of...
FOMO, but I think this is like, maybe it's less FOMO and it's more of just like regret, because I feel like I'm living a really boring life recently, and I'm choosing to not go to these gigs that I would have used to go into in a heartbeat. And then I see people and stories and I'm like, I should have gone, that looks so sick. And like, especially with like, we didn't go to Dear Sunday because you were really ill, and you didn't go, so I was like, well, I'm not going by myself, even though I knew people from my other job were kind of going to be there, but I was like, I don't want to impose on anyone. And then the next day I look at stories and like heaps of my other friends were down there, which I didn't realize they were going, and I'm like, I should have just gone. I should have just went by myself and met up with my friends. Like, oh, it's just the regret and I hate it. And then I'm like, I just did nothing instead and I'm boring. Maybe I just don't like being boring. I don't want to live the personality of a Salada like people say.
We haven't had that comment in ages.
But that stuck with me for life. That was me. But I feel like FOMO is a big thing and I don't like it. Let's just go to gigs. Someone want to be a gig buddy? There we go. Someone want to be my friend and come to gigs with me, please and thank you.
Well, I went with a friend the other day. They picked me up in Byron. They picked me up, dropped me home.
Well, see, that was another gig I was going to go to, but it was like Byron or elsewhere. And elsewhere is a hell of a lot closer, and I had work the next day. So I was like, I'll just go to elsewhere, which obviously still, like, Fernie played Love Fernie to death, so it was fine. But also that experience was probably... I don't know, I like left not like quite upset because of just things that happened, but like, I don't know, I felt like so, I regretted my decision of which event I went to, not because of the artist or anything, but just because.
Hindsight's a beautiful thing.
I know, but yeah.
I had a burger down there as well, and I only just remembered.
And I didn't realise Nana Klump were playing.
Did you see them last night though?
No, because they played in the Sunny Coast and I went to Brunswick.
Oh, were they supporting them on the Sunny Coast as well?
I wish I went to Sunny Coast.
Oh.
But so now I just like regret it, and they're probably not going to do a tour again anytime soon. It's like, what did I do? And this is what FOMO I'm talking about. It's like the regret. I'm angry at myself. So for weeks now, I've been meant to be creating a festival lineup, which took me a while to do. Now, you've probably all seen the snippet of where Brendan's talking and I'm giving him nothing. I'm just like, and I'm writing something. That was me planning this festival lineup, which is now done.
I might comment on that one as well.
Mike, sir?
I might comment on that one as well, and put this video underneath it. So if people are like, whoa, she's actually not a very nice person to talk to.
I responded on my account and I was like, someone said something and I replied on my own account and I was like, I was very invested in what I was doing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Brendan hasn't seen my lineup. It is done. Now it's like a 3-day sort of vibe, and I thought... there was going to be more people, but now that looking at it, it looks really small compared to like other festivals, but that's fine. I'm also just going to start by saying that the order of some people's probably a little bit out of whack. I just kind of split them up and didn't necessarily know who was more popular than others. So the order might be of like where they're placed in the lineup might be a little bit out of whack. But let's just disregard that and we'll get into it.
Do you have a name for it?
Yeah, it's called Breaking Through the Grass.
Breaking Through the Grass, yeah.
So I'll go day by day. First headliner, No surprise here. Zach Bryan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love him. So that's my reasoning. No other reasoning other than he's amazing. And he'll sell tickets also.
My date also loves Zach Bryan.
Oh, I love her.
That's what I said. That's exactly
I love her.
That's exactly what I said. And then I was like, do you love Noah Kahan as well? And she went, no, I don't know Noah Kahan. I'm like, oh.
Get her out.
But,
I'm kidding.
But she has a glass of red and puts candles on and listens to Zach Bryan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Girl, let's hang out.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that.
We're besties. Okay, so we've got Zach Bryan, headliner, and then co-headliner, we've got, I mean, not co-headliner, second headliner, Noah Kahan and Friends. So you know how, like, they did, like, Flume and Friends and, like, All Day and Friends and this... Noah Kahan and Friends. Why? Because he always tends to bring up the best people.
Who's he? I trust
him. Well, he's done like Hozier. He's done like Sam Fender? Yeah, Sam Fender. He just always pulls up unreal people at shows. So Noah Kahan and Friends.
But for an Australian festival, right, he'd probably bring up like Australian people.
Maybe he'll bring up Zach Bryan. Maybe he'll bring up other people that potentially may be on the lineup, which we haven't talked about yet. So just... Noah Kahan and Friends.
Okay.
Because I trust him. I put my faith in him to have sick people.
Yep.
Next, we got Peking Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they're great. Bit of fun, bit of like DJ sort of pop fun. Everyone loves
DJ Peking Duck. Live sets. Like they have that mix really well.
Everyone loves Peking Duck.
Yep.
Maybe they can get a drummer in too. We love Peking Duck. They always sell out laneways at Marquetta, so they're sick. We love them. So Peking Duck. We've got Meg Mack because she's like powerhouse voice. Amazing. Ballpark Music because they're like Aussie staples and they're fun. Then we have King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They played Splendor last year.
They're not on Splendor again. This isn't a Splendor lineup.
This is Breaking Through the Grass. Then we have Benson Boone because he's like rising real quickly. His whole America, Australia, everything tour has sold out. So, yeah. He's on there. Then we've got Ziggy Alberts because love Ziggy. He's great. Deserves to be on there. Then just really randomly throwing it to All Day. Why? Because I love All Day. Then we have Ruby Fields because she is phenomenal and I will go to any event that she is on. And then Dice because Dice are great and we love Dice. And then I put the Beaches on there because they're great and they're coming over. All their shows that are here are sold out. So they're phenomenal and deserve it. Then we have Sunroom from America because, again, so sick, so much fun. I love their music. And their sets that I saw when they were here were great. So they deserve it. Then we've got Daily J from New Zealand. Again, beautiful, beautiful artist, beautiful music. Love their stuff. Then we've got Peach Pit, which are they from Canada?
I don't know. I haven't,
or New Zealand?
I'm not sure.
Oh, but Peach Pit.
I don't think – no, it's not New Zealand, I don't think.
So Peach Pit because they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Dulcie, so deserved from.
Yeah, and I haven't listened to Dulcie or like seen them in a good. I want to say 18 months.
Seen them live, so
they will be
unreal.
Yeah,
and then Grogan's probably should have been a bit higher, but again, my order's a bit out of whack. Then we have Highline because chasing heaven, and to start out the day, my favorite, Hey So Hungry.
Wait, where is this festival located?
Oh, if it's called Breaking Through the Grass in Byron Park Lands, it's probably not the best, is it?
Probably not. No.
Yeah. Somewhere we can camp, though.
Yeah.
I haven't figured it out where it's located yet. It's
just, is it in Queensland or is it?
It's in my, well, for me, I'd prefer it to be in Queensland. Yeah. But...
So, like, for Hey So Hungry, like, maybe they just get, like, a plane load of their friends and like, because I know a lot, we'd bring a lot of people from like Brizzy and Gold Coast and stuff to go down. And I think that's what a lot of festivals don't do really well is have that excitement for the first act. And
we will bring the excitement, yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, and I think, like, I don't think I'd be able to miss them.
Oh, no.
It would be like their first show over East.
Yeah. I literally just want to go to Perth to see them.
Yeah, I was thinking about this last night, actually.
I'm going to sell my van, make bank, and then go to Perth. Alrighty. Now our Saturday,
mm-hmm,
which is more of like a throwback sort of day. Bring your dad, your mom, your I don't know, your uncle. Someone.
Your drunk uncle.
Your drunk uncle.
It's me in 20 years.
Everyone that likes music and got you into it and likes stuff, they're going to like this. Starting out headliner for the day fits our legacy spot very well.
Yep.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. Then, doesn't make any sense. Peggy Goo. Very random, but that's okay. Then we have Hockey Dad because they haven't done too much recently.
I haven't seen them at any major festivals recently, but new songs yeah. recently, like albums coming out soon. Yeah.
Their sets are always great. Everyone loves Hockey Dad.
Yeah.
Then we got DZ Death Rays because we wanted someone a little bit heavier. We need something in there and they're just sick. Love DZ. Then I got June Rats as well. Their sets are always fun. It's a good time. I'm trying
and
to...
And they always bring friends on.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's June Rats and friends.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Did they do that last year at Splendor? I'm copying. Sorry. Not sorry.
Probably.
Then I don't actually have it written on here physically, but I'll add it in because I forgot. The Idols, because their set at Splendor last year was phenomenal and they deserve to be on Breaking Through the Grass.
You're bringing back a lot of people.
Yeah, well, suck my dick.
Is it 2024 or 2025 is going to be festival?
Well, what is 2025.
Yeah, okay. That's fine.
Gives it a bit of time, yep. You know? Then we've got Thirsty Merc.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
Baby. Anyway, they just are phenomenal. They remind me of my years growing up, listening to my dad's music, and they're fucking great.
And I think that Thirsty Merc would be one of those bands where it's like, obviously you think of like Summertime and all that type of stuff, but 20 Good Reasons?
Oh, no, Tommy and Krista.
Oh, like.
Tommy and Krista.
And like when you actually sit down to look at Thirsty Merc's catalogue, like,
they're phenomenal.
They would have to leave some extremely good songs out of their sets.
Yeah. Do you know who I actually want in there, which I haven't put and I've just thought of them, which would be good for this date? Grinspoon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Grinspoon's in there too. We're just chucking them in as well. They're not written down, but we'll chuck them in. And I feel like a lot of people might not think they know Thirsty Merc, but then you're like the Bondi wrestling theme song.
Yeah.
That is Thirsty Merc. There you go. You're welcome.
But like a lot of people, or well, maybe like, you know, if you're 18, 19, like maybe if you don't have a...
They might not know a lot of the songs, but they'll know two of them at least.
Yeah.
I reckon.
And that's just a great, like, nostalgia. That was disgusting.
Sorry.
That crack was not nice at all.
Alrighty. And then we've got Boy Genius. Because I think they're on a hiatus, but we're bringing them back. We're bringing them back. Then, again, another throwback, which is well-deserving. Sneaky Sound System. Oh, my God. Ah, what a vibe. I think I saw Thirsty Merc and Sneaky Sound System together at Calandry Music Festival. I'm so sick. Doing it again. We're bringing it back. Then we have Dermot Kennedy. Bit random, but he's sick, so chuck him in there. I couldn't have all of our singers on the Friday, so we had to...
That's not a really good selling point. Oh, just a bit random. Yeah.
Well...
Like you're trying to convince people to go to your festival. You can't go, oh, a bit random.
Yes, I can. Oh. It's my festival. I don't care.
Yeah. Right.
Then we've got Riton.
Yep, Riton.
No, I want to drink one. That fits in with Peggy Goo. That works.
You're going to need Riton and Carlo.
Yeah, Riton and Carlo. Carlo's coming on too. Then we have Maya. I feel like she also fits sort of the vibe with all of them. Then another Aussie classic, Bliss and Esso. Good throwback. Good bit of Aussie rap there for you day. Then we got the boys because they are sick and... Yep. They need to be on the lineup, obviously. Then we've got...
Releasing an album soon.
Oh! They can sing it at Breaking Through the Grass.
I might have to... I'm pretty sure they've released the date for it.
Anyway. Then we've got Dylan Gossett, who fits in well with, like, Dermot Kennedy as well. And then we've got the Dregs on there as well. So they all match each other.
Surprised you didn't put Dregs on...
Friday. Well, I was going to, but then I thought there was going to be too many folky people on there.
Yeah, true.
And you will be like, there's too many people in my day.
Yeah, too much of like one genre. Yeah okay.
So that's why they're on the Saturday. They probably would have fit better on the Friday, but whatever.
Nah, Saturday's a good pick. Saturday's a good pick.
Yeah. And then we got Fundamentals because another good throwback.
Yep.
They are sick. We love Fundamentals. Then we got Teen Jesus and the Gene Teasers. Bit of your heavier, fun girl band, and we love them. Then Old Mervs, who classic, they were obviously going to be
killing the issue, killing it.
Do you know who I'm going to add on this? Actually, no, I'm going to not add it on here yet. And then Chutney to close out the day.
Start the day.
Sorry. Because we love chutney. Up the chart.
Oh, good.
Up the chart. Sunday, we've got Catfish headlining.
Say the whole name just because some people might not.
Catfish and the Bottlemen. So deserving. And it's kind of like a co-headline because I couldn't decide who should be higher. But then we've got Dom Dollar. Get that DJ mix in there. We love a bit of Dom. Your Sundays are for your party vibes. Your good times, your almost pop sort of like your dance music, a good fun time. Then we've got the Veronicas. They had to be in there. I wanted them a headliner, and then Brent is like, that's not allowed. So they're a bit lower.
Did I say that?
You said they're not big enough to be a headliner.
Anyway, yeah, probably. Well, if you...
compared to Catfish and Dom Dollar and stuff. Yeah. But anyway, so Veronicas, and we will be vibing to Untouch You with your new tattoo.
Yep.
Then we've got Vance Joy. Because I have not seen him on anything in a long time, and his music's great.
Beautiful. Like Riptide is like one of the most listened to songs ever. Like it's unreal. Has billions of streams, I believe.
Yeah, and he probably could even headline, but
he definitely could.
Then we've got Genesis Owusu because his sets are insane.
Yeah, it's a spectacle,
so
isn't it?
Good, it's unreal. Then we've got G Flip because I love them. Then we have the Growlers because I thought, let's just chuck them in. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not? And then Cosmos Midnight, which a bit of fun. Love a bit of Cosmos. They can bring up their people that they bring up, sing some songs. I haven't seen them in a festival.
Some singy songs.
Rainbow Kitten Surprise, which you would
be Okay, Jesus is one of like the best.
I don't know the worst, but yeah, good song. Good song. Then we got Tash Sultana because once I saw them on Splendor, I was like, they need to be on a lineup. I haven't seen them in ages, and their live performances are amazing. Next up, we got Great Gable, just unreal. Deserved to be in there.
Yeah, great voice.
Another band I've did not have on this, but I'm adding in because I've forgotten and I feel horrible is Rum Jungle. They need to be in there.
Yeah.
Then we got Keita Alexander.
Yeah,
she's great. Yep. Bit more like poppy. Maybe she'll bring Fisher out. I don't know. Maybe they'll sing Atmosphere together.
She released a different version of Atmosphere. Yeah,
which is beautiful. Don't I?
Yeah.
She can sing both. It's our imaginary event.
Yeah.
They can do whatever we want them to. It's imaginary. And then we've got Teenage Dads. Sick. Royal Otis, because they need to be there. They probably deserve to be actually a bit higher, but... again, the order's a bit out of whack. Then we got Renee Rapp. She's from America. She's cool. Again, probably deserves to be a bit higher, but that's okay. It's all out of whack. Then we got Charlie and Drax Project. I saw them recently, and they brought out Charlie, and they did a song together.
That's why
they've popped on.
Yep.
And phenomenal. So much fun. Great sets. So they both need to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do songs together, please. And then closing out the day, we've got Rara Viper.
Starting out the day,
Rara Viper. And this is Breaking Through the Grass. Plus, we can just add in a couple of little DJs to start the day, a couple of little small bands
like
to start the day.
Because this is obviously 3-day camping.
Yeah. We got to chuck some other ones in. We just got to sprinkle a few more in. We just haven't got there yet.
And then on that Thursday night, you just have like the DJs and like it's like a Byron Bay Brewery night.
Yeah. And we get all of our friends. We get like Fernie. We get...
Tomorrow's Forecast.
We get...
Nana Clump.
Nana Clump, Local Safari. We get all of our friends.
Like 5 or 6 bands.
12.
Probably not buying... probably not getting 12 bands because I don't know how you're going to pay for all of them. And, like, that's a lot... That's a big day of a night.
Yeah.
Unless you want them to play, like, 20-minute sets.
We could probably get them a few of them to open up the days, too.
Yeah, you could fill it out.
This is a hell of a lot less than like Splendor or like Coachella or one of those events.
Like if it was just 2 stages, that's fine.
Yeah, true. So true. Instead of 3. A hell of a lot less clashes on this.
Mm.
So that is Breaking Through the Grass.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's a good pick. It's a good mix. Yes, we're probably missing out on the rap and R&B. And sorry, but also I feel like these artists, this was my pick. This was my Dream Festival, and I feel like this is a good pick. And there's also a hell of a lot of bands and artists I've missed out on, but I feel like this is a good pick.
It's not too broad, which is good.
Wait, I missed someone.
Who?
I missed Tones and I on the Sunday. Sorry, Tones and I is on Sunday too. I just skipped over it with my eyes.
But, like, one thing that we criticised other festivals for is, like, if you're going to go heavy, put in more than, like, one.
Mm.
Where that's kind of what you've done.
Yeah, well, it's not too heavy. Like, I got DZ Death Rays.
No, that's what I mean. It's like, yeah. you've...
And also, three people that I'm going to add in that... Well, one of them actually is still together.
Mm.
But we got Wax, which I thought that they were not together anymore, but it's a new band, so it's fine. So Wax is in there, Violent Soho's in there, and Mako Road is in there. Mm. Now, Mako Road and Violent Soho are obviously done.
Like, so. if you bring in, like, Wax and Violent Soho, then, like, that makes it more of a...
We'll chuck them on the Saturday. They go on the Saturday.
Yeah.
And then Mako Road, I reckon, goes on the Friday.
Yeah.
They need to get back together. Get off your hiatus, please. I will pay lots of money to see you.
So Fridays, you've got your Folky Friday.
Folky Friday, I love that.
You've got your
throwback Saturday that doesn't.
Yeah, I've got nothing. Well, it's not. It's Saturday, but your throwbacks and your more bandy-ish types on Saturday, and then on your Sunday, it's more of a. It's kind of an all-round day.
Yeah, it's kind of like. You dance, sort of.
I want to say performance-y type day, but, like, they're all performances.
Party time Sunday? No, I don't know. Doesn't rhyme.
Sunday session.
I don't know. I feel like it's a pretty good mix.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done quite well.
I feel like Sundays you're all around. And it's like you don't have to have, you know, a certain flavor on every day, like, to kind of stick out. So maybe Sundays you just, like, throw it all in type of day.
Yeah.
Which is good. Good internationals in there. Good bang for your buck type internationals. Could maybe put a few more New Zealand artists in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Probably. Daily J in there and
New Zealand. I think that's what...
Drax. They're from New Zealand, I think.
I'm not sure. But that's what festivals should do because technically they are internationals and they would be cheaper than getting...
Well, let me go through a list of New Zealanders and I'll chuck some in.
Yeah. But I think that would probably sell out pretty well. Did you talk about Royal Otis?
God, did I?
Fuck, I think you just Drax, Renee. I skipped
them too. Sorry.
Can you
this
read?
This is the second time we've recorded this, so I feel like I skipped them. Royal Otis. No, I definitely said Royal Otis, but I think I just said it really quickly.
Oh, okay.
But they're on the Sunday and they are great. And they probably need to be higher again.
Mm.
All my things out of whack. I need to re-put it in.
Yeah.
But yeah, Royal Otis will sell me out, I reckon.
Oh, especially...
Catfish will sell us out.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, I feel like each person on each... The headliner on each of these days would sell us out. Zach Bryan.
Yeah.
And Noah Kahan and friends, sold out. Red Hot Chili Peppers, sold out. Catfish, sold out.
See, the headliners are really good, but it's like, say, if you wanted to buy the 3 days, like...
Yeah.
I think that would be maybe an issue... Like,
if you're not into all of
those if you're not people, in if you're not into all of
all very different.
Yeah, but also it's like Zach Bryan, Noah Kahan are very similar.
Yeah.
But where on like Catfish and Dom, it's like if you like bands, you can go see Catfish, and if you like DJs, you can go see
Dom.
And that's the same with Red Hot and Peggy's, where it's Friday. It's like if you don't like folky type country shit, you're kind of stuffed.
Yeah, you just go see Peking Duck and leave beforehand.
Yeah, and get a good night's sleep before. Yeah, okay. But that's probably my only couple negatives. But the rest, like, I think that's good. Yeah, I think it's good.
Go to this.
Yep. Are you ready for the backlash?
Yep.
What? Like, try and put yourself in an asshole perspective.
Too many repeats of last year's festivals.
Yeah.
Too many people that get played all the time. Like, I don't know, someone will have something to say about Hockey Dad. Stuff like that. People will just hate me because I like folk music.
Yeah.
Which that's fine. Whatever. There'll be not enough of something.
Yeah. But maybe because you've only got one female as a headliner.
Oh, yeah, that'll be an issue too.
Other than that, I think you're all good, kid.